You are under surveillance, intoned a disembodied voice. I looked up, startled. My scalp tingled with honest sweat, and the sun was warm on my shoulders as I slung last fall's leaves and broken tree limbs into a compost pile at the park. You are under surveillance, the voice repeated, its intonations flat. The pitch was low, stereotypically male, but it was both tinny and spooky, like the controller of an alien spaceship. This park is the opposite of extraterrestrial. Its hills and lakes have been a refuge for me ever since we moved to Waterloo. The long trail for extra good dog walks, the woodsy hidden trail that the Boy Scouts carved down to the creek, the lake for kayaking, the community dog park that saved my sanity during COVID lockdown. But now I am under surveillance. I get it. I really do. People who are not from home, as Waterlooians describe the rest of the world, use the park to dump their unwanted yard waste. Professional landscapers haul in huge loads. And a cheery, more compost for us is not fair to the folks who have to wrangle all that detritus, grinding a tangle of branches into mulch for our gardens. Still, the taped loop feels eerie, as though a giant eyeball has spotted me in a shady corner of the world and turned its full glare upon me. Is no place safe? I want to grumble, which is ironic, given that all this surveillance is ostensibly in place to keep us safe, protected from interlopers and theft, from furtive violence. Sometimes it even works, not so much to prevent, but after the fact, to ID or help convict. But is there surveillance to protect us from surveillance? Prevent body cam footage from being faked, or Ring cameras from getting hijacked, or the most chilling prospect, Elon Musk's fully implanted, cosmetically invisible Neuralink from getting hacked while it's inside our brains. Every tool has its dangers. I miss the old, more obviously flawed, but deeply human forms of surveillance. The busybodies who kept a wise eye on everything that happened on their street. The staunch citizens who might have a quick word with the police chief over coffee if they saw some illegal dumping. Big orange-lettered block home signs in the window that promised kids ready help. Neighbors. Here, everybody knows everybody already, so that human network was pretty damned efficient. Still, a small police force doesn't have time to patrol the compost heap. I don't want to be one of those people who resist small changes that make life easier for those who look out for us. But you are under surveillance. The loop has begun again, just as I reached for plastic yard waste bags in the trash bin. Frugal and filled with environmental angst, I can't stand to see them used once and discarded, pristine save a few leaf crumbs or grass clippings. They're in the trash, I snap at the voice. This is not stealing, and I live here. When we lived in the city, everybody was scared to interfere. We mainly stayed inside our homes, eyes fixed on our screens. And screens were fixed on us, daring us to run a red light or trespass or say or do anything we wouldn't want blasted all over the internet. Here, in this small town, it has felt different. Kids are not umbilically tied to their phones. Gossip thrives. People get outside, chat, trade favors, worry about one another. I forgot all about issues of privacy and surveillance. Forgot I used to defend the need for it, teasing, "Unless you're a criminal, why do you care what they see?" Now I feel like a criminal. Even though they is only a nice city official, and the film, if it even exists, is probably dumped without viewing. Maybe tech will bring us full circle. AI will take our jobs, and more of us will be home, and we'll get bored with our screens and come outside. Once we get used to living as a community, we'll also remember how pleasant it used to be to call a number and explain our problem to a human being who could instantly connect us with the right person, rather than sweat through bad music, maddening flowcharts in which none of the numbers are quite right, and bots who did not understand and send us back to the infinite jest of the digital loop. How fun it was to compare notes on crazy new vegetables or a great sale with a grocery cashier instead of beeping our own stuff into a bag. How much easier it was to get excited about learning when you had a wildly enthusiastic professor beaming at you instead of a Zoom course. Old people are such fun when they're cranky. Soon I'll be reminding you that I walked 3 miles to school and used to play outside till dark. But the thing is, we have lost something. Kids have lost the freedom of roaming the neighborhood, gauging the sunset, inventing adventures. I've lost the ability to dump a trug of leaves without being under surveillance, which, because I grew up Catholic, makes me feel instantly, irrationally guilty. I rev the Mini and zoom away, muttering "fuck you" under my breath. The only thing sillier than this spat with the machine would be to stop feeling anything at all, stop interacting, take it all for granted, go numb, forget what freedom felt like.